They discovered that when a famine was able to trigger an effect, was different for the grandmother than the grandfather. The grandmother appeared susceptible while she herself was still in the womb, while the grandfather was affected just before puberty.
And the timing of these sensitive periods was telling us that it was tied in with the formation of the eggs and the sperm.
This was critical, because now they knew how it was happening. Environmental information was being imprinted on the egg and sperm at the time of their formation. At last, a clear picture of an inherited environmental effect was beginning to emerge. All they needed to do now was to compile their findings. Biegren drew up a rough diagram and sent it to Pembrey.
Hand-drawn, this is what Ollie sent me. You know, he was too excited to wait for the thing to be drawn out properly. You know, he sent me the data. And in fact, I was recovering from having something done on my heart. So he sent it saying, I hope this helps you get better quickly, because he was so excited.
When Pembrey plotted out the diagram, he was immediately struck by its significance.
Once I had plotted out the full extent of those results, it was so beautiful and such a clear pattern. I knew then, quite definitely, that we were dealing with a transgenerational response. It was so coherent. And that's important in science, that the effect was coherent in some way. It was tying in when eggs and sperm were being formed.
The diagram showed a significant link between generations, between the diet in one and the life expectancy of another.
When you think that you have found something important for the understanding of disease in itself, you can imagine that this is something really special.
It's up there with, I'm a sort of fair weather supporter of Liverpool, it's up there with Liverpool winning the Champions League.
You can only have it once in your lifetime.
This is going to become a famous diagram. I'm convinced about that. I get so excited every time I see it. It's just amazing. Every time I look at it, I find it really exciting. It's fantastic.
Pembrey and Biegren had the first conclusive proof of an environmental effect being inherited in humans.